Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How difficult is it preparing for the Bengals offense when we don't know what Chase is going to be like?
Yeah, it's very difficult. I've told our guys we're going to prepare like he's playing. I think you have to prepare that way, and if he doesn't play, we'll treat it like an injury. But he's a premier player in this league without a doubt, and we have to be ready for him.
Jerod Mayo yesterday, looking ahead to Patriots and Chiefs on Sunday. Ja'Marr Chase, got to prepare like you're getting ready for him. So that was his answer. We'll see if we get any more updates today from Ben Baby.
Ben Baby was all over it.
He was very much on top of it yesterday.
How about the jokes about, so I don't know if you saw some of these videos of Ja'Marr Chase and like T. Higgins walking to practice.
No.
They have to like walk across like a street. Like it's like a legit, there's like a cross.
Multi-lane
street. There was like a crossing guard.
Okay, so.
Like, all right, stop traffic. We got to get these guys in their cleats walking across like a road.
When Burrow got hurt last year in training camp, wasn't that like a whole, I remember that last
Probably.
Year where they had to like drive the stupid cart across the highway with their franchise quarterback.
Yeah. There's like a crosswalk and there's a car stopped. Like, so, there goes Ja'Marr Chase.
I didn't see the little guy. They tell you can go.
Didn't see this yesterday. Yeah, the crossing guard.
Yeah.
Jerry the crossing guard at my kid's school. You gotta wait for him here. Wave him through.
Like, so this franchise is about to give $200 million to their wideout?
No, maybe. They're an awful, awful organization. Yeah. But you're right. Maybe. This is what Schefter tweeted earlier today. He quote tweeted September 7th, almost a year ago, when they announced a giant extension for Burrow, 5 years, $275 million, $220 guaranteed. On the very same day the NFL kicked off the 2023 season, the Bengals got in on the action, blah, 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 and signed Joe Burrow.
Oh, so maybe they do it with Chase?
Now, on the day of today's opener, Ja'Marr Chase and the Bengals are trying to reach another significant deal. That's the way Schefter works to me. He like drops a little clue that something's about to happen.
He's like, I can't say it yet. They won't let me, but I can do like what Woj does, the same stuff in basketball.
Yeah, so that, to me, they're on the verge of announcing a big extension.
He was at practice yesterday, and I think they were like, all right, you need to practice Wednesday in order to play in the game on Sunday. And he's like, all right, but I also need a contract. And they're like, well, we'll get it squared away. So they got to be close to a contract. Otherwise, I feel like he'd taken this long. I thought he was the type of guy that would have just sat out. Like, he's looking for big money. He saw what CeeDee Lamb got. He saw what Justin Jefferson got.
Yeah, the number's there. It's easy.
You see what he said? I think he wants one penny more than Justin Jefferson.
Okay, well, that's the Bengals' fault. That's the Bengals' fault for waiting. Like, yeah. This is why you do it first. This is why you don't wait.
Right.
This is why you get it done so you don't owe him the extra penny. Or maybe you owe him a few million less. That's why you be proactive about it, because I imagine you're going to pay him. But you can jump in on this, 617-779-7937. It's hour number two of Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We discussed the Chiefs going for a three-peat. I think they will. Keefe says they won't. Not to give away everything we're doing.
Yeah, easy.
In our NFL predictions coming up about 15 minutes from now, we'll go through, give you all our playoff teams, our Super Bowl prediction, all the division winners. Maybe the Patriots are in there, maybe not.
Oh,
stay tuned to find out.
That's right. And Terps cooking up a nice graphic, too, so you're not going to want to miss that.
Yeah, you're going to want keep an eye on social media for that. We'll get to our NFL awards next hour. We have Misleading coming your way at the end of the hour.
What a show.
We take the leads from the Greg Hill Show, put them under the microscope. We may have to adjust again. Courtney Cox with the big scoop there today. Final three buyers for the Celtics. I see that's also on social media if you want to go seek out the Greg Hill Show.
Very good.
Or WEEI. On the Patriots and the Bengals, now that it sounds like Chase is going to play, I'm less bullish on my feeling that they're covering that number. Has the line moved at all?
Well, let's take a look.
Where's that line at? It was down to 7.5 yesterday at certain shops anyway. What are we down to?
All right, let's take a look, because
was that already baked in that Chase was going to play but not in a full role or something like that? Has the line moved based on Chase showing up at practice?
I got 8. I'm looking at 8. So okay. Maybe half a point?
Yeah, I'm still okay.
7.5.
I'm still okay taking those points.
Yeah, I'll feel fine taking laying the 8. I just don't see the Patriots scoring a lot, and I know Jamar Chase makes a big difference. I think he's going to be good. I know he didn't play much, didn't do much this whole offseason, but he and Burrow have so many seasons together, so many games together. I think he's going to be fine, and even if he doesn't play 100% of the snaps, like, or just having him out there a little bit is an advantage for their team, advantage for a guy like T. Higgins, who a couple of years ago smoked the Patriots. They didn't have any answers for T. Higgins. The one thing going in favor of the Patriots now that it feels like Jamar Chase is playing is that the Bengals have gotten off the slow starts. The last couple of years, they have not been a team that is just like ready to go, shot out of a cannon, and Joe Burrow hasn't played a meaningful game in such a long time. So you have those things going for you. But then I just keep going back to, all right, well, Jacoby Brissett is starting. The offensive line, we don't know the combination yet that's going to be out there. And maybe the defense isn't quite as good as we were hoping, especially with some of the departures and the injuries and things like that. So I don't see the Patriots lighting up the scoreboard, and I don't think the Bengals really have to still win by 8.
Bengals have started 0-2 each of the last 2 years. They were 1-3 last year. Now, Burrow wasn't 100% healthy. Mm-hmm. He was coming back from that calf injury we mentioned before. You're referencing rust, like he hasn't played in a long time. Some of the reports out of Cincinnati is he's still not fully healthy. Like, he's still not fully over the wrist injury from a year ago. So I like the Patriots and the points in this one. Nice. If it moves a little bit more because of Jamar Chase, maybe I can find even more of a buying opportunity. But obviously, you don't want Chase out there if you're the Patriots. I'd rather have him away from the team, or if he's playing in a very limited capacity.
Because they don't have Tyler Boyd. They don't have Joe Mixon, right? So those are two guys that we're used to seeing with the Bengals. So they're gone. So there's sort of an adjustment. But if you have Chase and T. Higgins, that's still so much more than most teams have across the league.
No, it's more than, for instance, the Patriots have.
Correct.
On Sunday. Yeah. And so you're going to get Jacoby Brissett. Elliot Wolf did talk to Andrew Callahan in the Boston Herald today. And howled at Callahan. Now what is
the Wolf Pack? That's the NWO Wolf Pack theme.
Oh, that's what that song is?
Which is now the Elliot Wolf theme.
Nice. Yeah. Give it to me again.
We've sort of morphed the two together a little bit.
Yeah, that's it.
So anytime you got Wolf, there's actually lyrics too if you want to stick around.
Are there?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Are they family friendly?
Just about the Wolf Pack. Yeah, I think it's pretty family friendly.
Okay.
Here they come.
Pack is back, cause I'm mass destruction. Guess you see it, the bad boys are wrestling.
Bad boys are wrestling. I mean, he's changed that bad boys.
Bad boys of football. If you don't know, have Bill Belichick's social team voice it over.
I think so. Anyway, anytime you talk about Elliot Wolf, you're going to hear our guy there a little bit.
Okay.
Wolf Pack's back.
The Wolf Pack is back, talking to the Boston Herald. He said the worst thing is if you put a guy in before he's ready and then you have to take him out.
All right, so two things.
Yep.
You don't think he's ready.
Number one, they don't believe he's ready.
Oh, I guess my follow-up question would be like, how do you know he's ready? And when he's not playing, right? Like, as the season begins, training camp, preseason games are sort of one thing. But now once the season starts and Jacoby Brissett's the one getting ready for every game of the season, how do you get Drake May ready, and when will you know that he's ready? But do you read that comment as he doesn't think he's ready?
Well, not necessarily. Okay. I read it as they're erring on the side of caution, because what they don't want to do is throw him out there, he's not ready, and then you have to take him out. I think the second part of that comment is very important. The worst thing you can do isn't just put him in before he's ready. It's put him in before he's ready and then remove him. Like, you have to bench. You go with him, and then you have to bench him.
Yeah.
That would be tough to come back from.
You know, a couple weeks ago when we were talking about, like, leading up to the decision, I think it was pretty obvious that if you're going to make a quarterback change at all, you have to start Brissett and then go to Drake.
Yeah.
May. Like, nobody's thinking you start Drake May. And, if they get off to a slow start, then in comes Brissett.
Pop Brissett, like, in there.
No, you're not going to do that.
Then the whole thing's a mess. And everybody's getting second-guessed, and jobs are on the line and all this. So, look, I don't think he would play so poorly that you have to bench him, but that's just an opinion. That would be a nightmare scenario. If he plays poorly, and then you have to bench him. So I don't necessarily see him acknowledging that he's not ready. I do look at that comment, and I do think it's more confirmation. And this is coupled with something Mayo said yesterday. We talked about this off the air. We never discussed it on the air. But it's more evidence that Elliott Wolf was the one who didn't want Drake May to start the season. And he's at odds with the coaching staff and Jerod Mayo, I think, because Mayo also had a comment yesterday about development. I think it was about the practice squad, to be honest. But he's asked about developing players, and he answered it, players get better by playing football. And left unsaid there is, how's Drake May, in Mayo's estimation, how's he going to get better by not playing football? Now, I'm sure if you pressed him, the answer would be, well, we practice.
Yeah, but that ain't it. I mean, you hear Wiggy talk about it, and guys that played in the league be like, no.
VR reps and things like this. Like, I don't know how they would answer it, but I think he just told you how he really feels about it. Guys get better by playing, which I subscribe to that theory. I don't think you get better by sitting there with your hat on backwards holding a clipboard.
No chance.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here, and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sort of see, like, you can only, I'm not saying it's useless, right? Like, there have been guys that stand on the sideline, they sort of watch it up close. They the whole mental reps thing. Like, I'm sure there's some benefit to that, but nowhere near as much as actually taking the snaps and throwing the ball and reading the defense while you're out there, rather than be like, all right, what would I do? It's like, no, what are you going to do?
Right.
Like when they go, you know, a blitz is coming, or they're disguising different coverages or whatever else. You need to put the guy out there. And I think eventually he will be. I think it's only really a matter of time until we see Drake May, but they're going with Brissett. You mentioned Elliot Wolf wanting that, which I agree with. I also think Alex Van Pelt might be thinking, all right, sort of ease into it.
Yeah.
Let's sort of delay this because all eyes and like the microscope is on week to week with Drake May. Like right now, it's sort of like, let's just get the offense going a little bit, I think is what his plan is. Let's see what the offensive line looks like. Maybe the running game. Like, who can we rely on? Let's kind of establish that first and then bring in the rookie.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.